He's praying, my dear tongue, you please drink the nectar of these names. Shri Krishna, Radhavara, the dearmost one of Radharani, Gokulesh, the Lord of Gokul, Gopal, Govardhana Natha Vishnu. That personality who is a Vishnu who lifted Govardhan Hill and defeated Indra. Govardhana, Govinda Damodara Madhavati. Govinda Govinda Hare Murare, Govinda Govinda Mukunda Krishna, Govinda Govinda Ratangapani, Govinda Damodara Madhavati. He's saying we should recite these names every day. So, Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachiputram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadama Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatina Kalo Samarpaitam Uchvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Vidayakandare Spurativa Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoy Amara Pranare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay, and then the Chaitanya. You want to unplug those? You want to unplug the computer from the viewer? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yishaiva padambuja bhakti labhya prema vidana parama pumarta tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabalabha Pahimam Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priya Janaha Vansha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madhavirapi Gopalaha, Sri Kuryat Kripayajari, Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva, Rishayustat Priyajanaha. So, this morning, a question was raised about hearing and who's a qualified speaker. Really, to be fair, the onus is not just on the speaker, but it's also on all of you. Actually, everyone could move forward as much as you can. You can come right up here. I took a bath this morning. It's okay. Please come forward. It makes it a lot easier for things. We want to have a Vaishnav Sangha. And a Vaishnav Sangha is a Sangha where Harikatha is spoken and heard. Three people benefit from Harikatha. The Bhagavatam describes the person who benefits the most is the speaker. So all of you should also speak Harikatha. And the person who benefits the next is a person who asks questions, who thinks. And the third person who benefits is a person who listens. So the question was raised this morning about unqualified speakers and about milk poisoned by the lips of a serpent. Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha, he speaks about two types of speakers, the Sarag Vakta and the Nirag Vakta, or a speaker with material desires and a speaker without material desires. And he says, we want to hear from a speaker without material desires. So before all of you run out of the room, away from me because I'm a Sarag Vakta, he says, we want to hear from a Nirag Vakta, a person who has no material desires, because their words will pierce the heart. This is our principle. But at the same time, we have an order from Srila Prabhupada. I have a personal order from my Guru Maharaj. He told me, anytime someone asks you to speak, you must. He said, you have no choice. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please give Maharaj a seat. Sachinanda Maharaj ki. I was just appreciating so much how Sachinanda Maharaj, he's creating a very high-class sangha of devotees who appreciate very high-class kirtan, very first-class mridanga, first-class singing, and violin, and harmonium, and also very first-class guitar. So I don't know how it is that I'm here trying to say something. In this regard, we can take shelter of a verse which we like to speak about often. This is a verse which is quoted as, or written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning of his Govinda Lilamrita. It's a very elevated book. We spoke about this verse the other day, but many of you weren't here. I'll repeat it again. He says that Madasya Maru Sanchara Kinam Gam Kukulom Mukim Santa Pushnav Imam Snigdaha Karnakasra Sanido. We're speaking about qualified speakers and unqualified speakers. The Sarag Vakta and the Nirag Vakta. Jiva Goswami says these are the two types of speakers, and we want to hear from the Nirag Vakta, the speaker without material desires. His words are beneficial and they pierce the heart. But the Sarag Vakta, their words, they don't pierce very deeply. So, in this regard, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he begins Govinda Lilamrita with a very humble statement, which is much more appropriate for an unqualified person like myself. He says that, I have this katah. And this katah is like a cow. And cows, they always want to go to Vrindavan. But this poor cow is suffering on the desert of my tongue. This katah in the form of my cow, this cow in the form of this katah is suffering on the desert of my tongue. There's no juice there, no ruchi. So Karnakasra Sanido, he prays to all of you, all the saintly listeners, that you please give shelter with your ears, which are just like lakes of water. You please give shelter to these words. This is a Vaishnav Sangha. And we spoke about this many times. We can't speak about this enough. We have to understand the dynamics of a Vaishnav Sangha. It's not that the speaker is better than the listeners. The listeners may be better. As we mentioned the other day, Shukadeva Goswami was a 16-year-old boy with very bad taste in clothing. And sitting and listening to him was his father, Vyasadeva, and his father, Vyasadeva, and his father's guru, Narad Muni. They weren't thinking, what's wrong with this guy? He better get dressed. What's he saying? I know better than him. It was a Vaishnav Sangha. A Vaishnav Sangha, we often give the example, as we've done the last few days, I'll say it again, is something like worshiping the deity. The deity is a center of attention. And if the pujari opens the curtains on Janmashtami morning and sees 100 devotees and thinks, wow, everybody's here to see me. If he thinks like that, he's an illusion. He has a big problem. All the devotees are here to see Madan Mohan. If the kirtan leader thinks, wow, I'm doing really good, everybody's here to listen to me, he's wrong. If you start speaking about yourself, will they be happy, Madhava Prabhu? If you do kirtan, start singing about yourself and your wife. If I start speaking something about how I met my wife, no one's going to want to hear that. We have a deity here. And we have to respect the sanctity of this Sangha. We're pujaris. The kirtan leader, the persons on the altar, the speakers are pujaris. And the deity, in this case, is Krishna Nam or Krishna Katha. And in a proper Vaishnav Sangha, Nimrat Sranam Satam Vedyam, both the speaker and the listeners have to be free from envy. Otherwise, Krishna won't appear. He doesn't want to appear in an envious place. If the listeners are sitting there thinking, ah, man, this guy doesn't know anything. He can't pronounce Sanskrit properly. He wasn't born in India. I can listen to someone better than him. Then Krishna's not going to appear in the tongue of that person. He won't come in that assembly where envy is present. Or if the speaker thinks they've all come to hear me, that's also a kind of envy. We have to maintain the sanctity of a Vaishnav Sangha and keep Krishna in the center of things. It's not a personality cult. So there are two speakers, a Saragvakta and a Niragvakta. If we make a sign over the Vyasasan, only speakers who have no material desires are allowed to speak. Raise your hand. How many devotees will come and give class? Nobody's raising their hand. If we make the same rule about kirtan, how many devotees will do kirtan then? Only kirtaniyas who have no material desires can sing. Who's going to come forward then? Srila Prabhupada gave us an instruction. There's a verse in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Bahut Murtika Murtikam, which describes how Krishna, although he's Advaya Tattva, he's one, he becomes many, as in the Ras Lila. And Krishna expanded himself, and the same original Krishna was with all the gopis. It's one Krishna. He's Advaya Tattva. But he's separated himself into thousands of different forms, which are exactly the same. Bahu Murtika Murtikam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Saartha Darshani commentary, writes, Chinmayinam Nanatvi Paikyam Abhipretam. He says that just as Krishna is one but becomes many, as in the Ras Lila, so also Krishna is one in the form of his name and in the form of Krishna Katha. And we hear that name from Sri Guru, and then we repeat it. But when we repeat it, Krishna expands himself. And as much as we repeat it, Krishna again and again and again and again expands himself. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj, he used to say that the function of Sri Guru is to speak, and he speaks Shabda Brahma, realized knowledge, because he's a Niragvakta. He has no material desires. And the function of the disciple is to listen. And then after the disciples listen, what does the Guru tell the disciple? Now you go and you do kirtan. The disciple may say, but Guru Maharaj, I'm a Saragvakta. I have material desires. How can I speak? I told that to my Guru Maharaj once. And he gave me that instruction. He said, if someone asks you to speak, you must. He says, but when you speak, you just repeat what you've heard from your guru and the previous acharyas. And then he jammed his finger really hard into my chest. And he said, and don't think it belongs to you. Because Krishna is a deity. It's not that people are coming to hear from us. So he told us that that kirtan of the disciple is another name for shravan, for hearing. It looks like we're doing kirtan. It looks like we're a big kirtaniya, or we're a big pracharak, a big speaker of Krishna katha. But in actuality, this is our shravan, our hearing. This is our service. If we demand that only speakers who have no material desires should speak, then this Krishna consciousness movement won't go on. Who's going to speak? Srila Prabhupada wanted everyone to speak. But when we speak, we should just repeat what we've heard. And we shouldn't think that it belongs to us. We should speak without envy, and we should listen without envy. Satam prasangam mama viryasam vido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Tas joshanat asa bhavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. This hearing, there's an anukrama, a sequence of events that take place, beginning with faith, and then some taste, and all the way up to Krishna Prem. And this is the essential basis, the nature of sattam prasangam, of saintly association. It's rasayana katha. We're hearing Krishna katha, which will give us life. If we don't hear, what kind of service can we do? Even we may chant Krishna nam, but if we don't hear Krishna katha, how will we understand Krishna nam? Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Krishna katha is a sarup shakti of Krishna nam. And just as you can't separate Krishna from Radharani, you can't separate Krishna katha from Krishna nam. Both things are required. We have to hear. And we want to hear satam prasangam from a satjana, a pure devotee. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Sarta Darshan, he gives another meaning for satam prasangam. He says it also means pure Krishna katha. That we're not speculating, that we're not making something up. And he gives a very interesting explanation, which we commented on the other day. I'm sorry for those of you who were here then, but many are not. Of the meaning of the word prasanga. He said, what is the necessity of the prefix pra before the word sangha? Why not just satam sangha? He says that satam is a difference between satam sangam and satam prasangam. Satam sangam means topics about religion. You should be honest. Take care of your wife. Be a good man. Come to the temple. Take bath every day. Go to Mangalarti. Chant your rounds. Be vegetarian. You're vegetarian, right, Prabhuji? That's very important. And sometimes we have classes about that. I've even seen in temples, devotees giving class why we should be vegetarian from the Bible. I don't think that's really very appropriate or applicable for an audience like this. There's another type of katha, which Vishnu says is satam prasangam. Prasangam means topics directly about Krishna. We want to hear that. Vikriditam vajavadubiridam cha Vishnu shradanvito nushunayad atavarnayad yaha bhaktim param bhagavati patilabhya kamam ridrogamasa pahinotya chirena diraha. And in particular, Sukadeva Goswami says, we should hear about Radha and Krishna. We should hear about Krishna and the gopis. Once some of the editors of Back to Godhead magazine were speaking with Srila Prabhupada, and they said, Prabhupada, what topics should we put in the magazine? Should we put topics about Radha and Krishna? And Prabhupada said, better not. And then Prabhupada paused for a moment, and then he said, but don't boycott the gopis. So we have that instruction from Srila Prabhupada. Don't boycott the gopis. Mm-hmm. We want to hear also something about those topics. Vikriditam vrajavadubiridam cha Vishnu. The leelas of Krishna with his consorts and Braj. Because if we hear about those, then bhaktim param will get the topmost bhakti. And hridrogam, the disease in our heart, will go away. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, this top subject matter is recommended for people who have the disease in the heart known as lust. So we were very fortunate a few years ago to get a book that I'd been looking for a long time. There's a Vaishnav who's an associate of Mahaprabhu. His name was Manohar Das. We can't say much about him, but he lived near Govinda Kund. And I know, studying my Guru Maharaj's teachings and the books he was reading, that he was appreciating the teachings of Manohar Das. And I'd heard about some book by him called Baidagda Bilas. So for a number of years, we were looking for that book. And finally, one day, we came across a copy at Govinda Kund. And we had some things translated from it, some of which we spoke on last year. And actually, the katha we're going to try to speak today is also very intimately connected with the topic we spoke last year, if you were here and remember that. And I'll say a few words to refresh your memory. The subject that we're speaking about today is known as Prema Pariksha Leela. It means the test of love, or the pastime of testing love. And in particular, this is the test of Srimati Radharani testing Krishna. Very nice subject matter. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he forbade the devotees from reading Govinda Lilamrita and speaking about very intimate subjects. But he also said we can speak about Radha Krishna Leela if there's separation there. Or I think in this case, if it's based on some philosophy, as we'll see today. So there's a Sanskrit shloka describing this verse. Radha vidyadaro rupa stadbhava stitita prabhu alapati svayam svena bhaktanam vishmayavaham. Once, Srimati Radharani took the form of a male vidyadara. And not knowing who she was, when she came to see Krishna, Krishna became very absorbed in her mood. They had very mysterious talks, which put the devotees in a state of astonishment. We had our Hari Parshad Prabhu translate this Sanskrit shloka for us, and he was a little confused by the word Prabhu. He couldn't, because according to the grammar, it's speaking about Radharani. And he said, this Prabhu is a masculine word. We don't use that for women in Sanskrit or in Vedic culture. How is it speaking? Maybe this is about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I told him, no, you don't know the pastime. This is a pastime where Krishna, or Srimati Radharani, she dressed herself up as a male to test Krishna's love. There's a similar story that we've heard from our Guru Maharaj, which we can begin with, which is a story you may have heard. It's a local story in Braj about Subal Vaish, that once Krishna was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna, lamenting in separation from Srimati Radharani. And at that time, his Priyanarma Sakha, Subal, came there and he said, hey Krishna, what is it? And Krishna told him, I can't live without Radha. Subal said, Krishna, don't worry. I'll take care of things. So Krishna told him, what can you do? Radha's there in Javat, in her mother-in-law's house, Jatila, she can't go anywhere. Subal said, I'm very powerful. You'll see, my dear friend. So Subal went to that house, and when Jatila saw him, Jatila was sitting on the porch. She'd just eaten a big meal, and she's sitting with her fat stomach, She didn't want to move very far. And she saw Subha. What are you doing here? You're friends with that black snake Krishna. Mm-hmm. What do you want? Oh Ma, I'm looking for one of my calves. Maybe it went inside of your compound. Would you please go and look? And Jatila, she said, I just had a very big meal. I don't want to move anywhere. You go in, you look yourself. Which is exactly what Subha wanted. So he went inside and he went to Radharani. He said, hey Radhe, Krishna's lamenting in separation from you. You have to go to him. They exchanged clothes. And Subha dressed up like Radharani. And Radha dressed up like Subha. Radharani had a problem, even though she's dressed up like a boy. She couldn't quite cover her identity completely. So she took a baby calf, and she embraced that to her chest. Mm-hmm. And when she came out, she imitated Subal's voice. She said, hey, Mom, I found my calf. Okay, now go away. Get out of here. Yes, Mom. So then Subha Radha returned to Krishna. And when he arrived there, she arrived there, Krishna didn't recognize her. He thought that it was Subha. And Krishna, he said, Subha, so could you find Radha? And Radharani thought, oh, this is my chance. She said, oh, I'm very sorry, Krishna. I couldn't get Radharani to come. And Krishna looked very sad. And Radharani, Subha, said, but don't worry, I can bring Chandravali. Mm-hmm. And she's looking to see, what is Krishna going to say about that? Mm-hmm. And much to her happiness, Krishna then began to cry. I don't want Chandravali. I only want Radharani. And Radharani became very, very happy. So this was also Prema Pariksha Leela. Mm-hmm. Srimati Radharani, one day, she was with Lita Sakhi and some of her associates, and she told them, Sarva Rasa Pandit Mora Shamala Sundar Erupa Vidagda Nahi Bhuvana Bitar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She said, my Sham Sundar, he's a pundit of all rasas. And he's always taking different disguises and coming to see me in different forms. Sometimes he comes dressed as a barber. And the barber, lady barber, wants to come and put some footlack, some kumkum on Radharani's feet, or dress her hair. Krishna dresses up like that, or as a gardener, or as a sannyasi, in so many different ways. So Radharani said, Sakhi mani sadahoy chama besha pari nagarera manubhava kori udhari. Hare Krishna. She said, hey Sakhi, I have a desire to disguise myself in such a way that I'll be able to go and test Krishna's love. I'll be able to see what his love really is at. In this way, I'll also create a special rest which will give Krishna so much pleasure. Visheshaha ibe saki rasa parichai svayukti vakyete shame kore parajai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Swayukti vakyeti shame. Swayukti means tricky words. And she said, with my tricky words, you'll see, I'll defeat Krishna. Lalita said, okay, to do that, it's better that you dress yourself up as a Vidyadhara, a demigod. And thereby you can come and judge the love of your beloved. So Lalita dressed her up in that way. Lalita took off Radharani's sari and she gave her a silk dhoti called a concha. The word was used in the Bengali. Concha is a Bengali name for a dhoti that has both a kacha. Kacha is the tail in the back. Sannyasis wear a lungi And grihasas, they wear something with a kacha in the back. And a concha is the folded part in the front. So they dressed her like an ISKCON devotee, something like. They took off Radharani's blouse, and she gave her a man's shirt, and then gave her a very nice blue chadar, and then she messed up her hair, and then she brushed it again and put some scented oil on it. She took off Radharani's ornaments, and she put a crown and some earrings on her, and then a pearl under her nose. She put some nupur, some ankle bells, male ankle bells, on her feet, and a flower garland around her neck, and they tightly bound her wet breasts, and put some sandalwood tilak mark on her forehead. And so now Radharani looked just like a devata. So she set out, and immediately the bumblebees started following her, attracted by the wonderful fragrance of Radhika's body. As Radharani was walking, she was carrying a golden cane. She secretly left Jatila's house in Javat, and she set out for Nandagaon. As she was going, maybe some of you have been to the place known as Ter Kadamba, which is just about halfway between Javat and Nandagaon. As she was going through that way, everyone who saw him became very charmed by his beauty. And everyone, including the small children and the old people, the villages, whoever saw that devata, that vidyadhara, they became very charmed and they started following him. This wasn't a very surprising thing, because Manohar Das says, Sarva mohanera guru jay mohana hoy, tahara mohana hite anye ki vishmoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's a very nice verse to read here in Goloka Dham. The verse describes that Madan Mohan, he's the guru of everyone. He enchants everyone. But Tahara Mohana Itte Anya Ki Vishmoya. Srimati Radharani, she's a Mohini of him. And what to speak of others. So everyone was following Srimati Radharani. And little by little, she finally reached to Nandagaon. And when she got there, the gatekeeper asked her, Kiva hetu apanara iha agaman? Why did you come here? And that devata, that demigod, who's actually Radharani, deva boli Krishna sahahoy bimilan. I came here to meet with Krishna. Tahara sambandha lagi mora agaman. The purpose of my coming was to make some sambandha, a relationship with Krishna. So you go and inform him. So when Krishna heard from the gatekeeper that there was a very amazing demigod who had come to see him, Krishna quickly went out there. And when he saw the beauty of this demigod, Krishna was immediately charmed. He thought, I've seen so many devas before, but I've never seen a deva as beautiful as this deva. And Krishna asked that deva, who are you? Why did you come? And Radharani, dressed as that Vidyadhara, said, I'm a Siddha, Vidyadhara. I have something very important to speak to you about. We should go to a secluded place where we can speak alone. So Krishna invited that Vidyadhara into his home. And the Vidyadhara told him that what I want to tell you is a very secret thing. And no one else should enter where we're speaking. So Krishna offered that deva a celestial seat. And Radharani, the deva, said, you sit here and I'll sit somewhere else. The deva didn't want to sit on the same seat next to Krishna. Why? Because that devata, that Vidyadhara, who's Radha, knew that if she touches Krishna's body, then Krishna's going to immediately know who she is. Looking at that Vidyadhara, Krishna said, Krishna boli Vidyadhara mane hoy, tava sange purve kota mora deka hoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna was looking at the face of that Vidyadhara. He said, I could swear I've met you before. Do I know you? And that Vidyadhara said, it's possible. Mm-hmm. But I came here for a special purpose. Uh-huh. And Krishna said, you tell me what it is that you want. And that Vidyadhara said, Deva Boli Rupa Tomar Paramasundar. Your form is Paramasundar. You're Madan Mohan. We've heard about you also in the heavenly planets. You're the most beautiful person. She said, I have a question for you. Vivahana korikena enava jovana. Vigasa kupete tumi koroho chepana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani, who's the crest jewel of the Parakya Ras, who's enjoying with Krishna, and she's married to some other person, she's not married to Krishna, as a Vidyadhara, she said to Krishna, you're a very handsome young fellow. You're losing your life. Why aren't you married? You should get married. You should, it's a very righteous thing. Vivaha kore suke dharma rajapala. If you get married, then you can be a very dharmic person, very religious, and you can enjoy a very nice kingdom here in Braj. Sarva susampada puna mora lokahoy divya griha sarovara vanari shobai. She said, I have so much wealth, that Vidyadhara, that male said. I have a big house. I have a lake. There's so many forests. And I also, Paramasundari nam ananga mohini. I have a sister. Her name is Ananga Mohini, and she's extremely beautiful. You should marry her. And if you marry my sister, then I'll give you all kinds of opulence. I'll give you a big house and a lake and a forest. And not only that, I also have hundreds and hundreds of daughters who are very beautiful and qualified. If you marry my sister, then I'll also give all those daughters to you. This is Radharani speaking to Krishna. When Krishna heard that, Krishna shook his head. Krishna boli vivaha nama upayamahoy jamera samhipa arta tahate kahoy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Krishna said, marriage is maya. Very bad thing. And Krishna spoke in a very tricky way. Krishna boli, vivaha nam. Krishna said, that thing which you call vivaha, marriage, upayama hoy. Well, this is a little tricky language. Upayama has two meanings. Upayama means marriage. Bringing someone, literally it means upayama, bringing someone closer to behaving in a religious way, following religious principles, upayama. But Krishna says, Krishna boli vivaha nam, upayama hoy, that thing which you call vivaha, upayama, I say, yamera samip. It means coming close to Yamaraj. It ends up in big problems. I don't want to do that thing. I'm a brahmachari. He said, Vivaha grihe dhamma nahi guche banda. Kabu che kabu niche jaiche pade anda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He says, I know what happens if you get married. It's a dark well. And you're going to get tied up with the ropes of Grihastha Dharma and that wife. A household is like a blind person. Sometimes he's up and walking and sometimes he falls down and goes to a low place. He said, Sastri ki ashrama dharma pravitika hoy. I have no attraction for this. Sastrika means woman. This Sastrika ashram dharma, or living with a woman in Grihastha Ashram. Mm-hmm. And that Vidyadhara Boli, Tumi Mahavigya Hao. Huh? The Vidyadhara said, you're a very wise person, but Kintu E Vicharami Sukanahi Pao. I'm not very impressed with your philosophy, with your understanding. Mm-hmm. She told him that, Avyaya e upa sabder adi artohoi indriya samyamaje jama sabde koi. You should understand that you're giving a wrong explanation of this word upayama. Mm-hmm. You're saying that it means to come close to Jamaraj, but actually, yama means controlling the senses. And if you control the senses by getting married, then you can have happiness. In fact, she said, there's no other ashram that you can control your senses in other than the Grihastha ashram. Durga Shraya Kori Jaichi Shatruganamari. A very interesting thing. Srimati Radharani is coming to Krishna and pushing him to get married in a tricky way. So she's saying that just Durga Shraya, Kori, just as someone takes shelter of a fort, and by doing so, then Shatruganamare, they can kill all their enemies. So in the same way, Grihashrami Taichi Nijendriyak Jai Kori. You can conquer your senses by getting married. Indriyadi Vega Grihe Udvega Napai Shastrika Hoya Sarvadharma Achari. Due to the force of senses, a family man can't get peace. But if he has a wife, then he can observe all the proper behavior of Dharma. Iha loka paraloka sukha moksha gata grihi dharma praptahana shashira samata. All the shastras say that if someone takes shelter of the Grihastha ashram, and you should do this, Krishna, then iha loka, and this planet, and paraloka, and the heavenly planets, you'll have sukha moksha gata. You'll get happiness and you'll get liberation. Mm-hmm. And then she quoted some Manu Sanghita. Na griham griham ityahu grihini griham uchite tayahi sahita sarvan purushartan samashnute. Just living in a house doesn't make you a householder. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quotes this verse in Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, it's a wife that gives a house a meaning. So she said, my dear Krishna, if you live at home with a wife, then you can fulfill all the interests of human life. And my sister, Ananga Mohini, she's very, very beautiful. You should marry her. Hmm? And the Vidyadhara said, this path of household life gives all happiness. I don't understand why you have no attraction for it. And Krishna replied, Krishna bole vidyadhara apani pandit dharma shastra bhalo moksha shastra asangat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna said, my dear Vidyadhara, you're a great pundit. I can see you know so much shastra. But what you're speaking is not reasonable. Mm-hmm. He said, the Dharma Shastras are okay, but these Moksha Shastras are unreasonable. Mm-hmm. And he told him that, how is it possible for someone to be a Grihastha and have this follow Dharma Shastra, but also get Moksha? He says, it's like someone who wants to go to the east, but they're going in the western direction. They're going the opposite way. He says, if you absorb your mind in dull matter, then you become stuck in jadarati, in mundane love. You can't become fixed and one-pointed in transcendental love. You should know this is a science. And then Krishna quoted a verse to that Vidyadhara. Vishaya vinivartante param. He said, what is this Grihastha ashram? He said, he quoted Bhagavad Gita, that if you experience a higher taste, then you'll give up all the lower tastes, and you become fixed in your consciousness. And he told that Vidyadhara, Paramatma Rati Paila Jadarati Jai. He said that if you develop this Paramatma Rati, or attraction to the Paramatma, now Krishna is speaking to Radharani to worship the Paramatma in the heart. If you have this Paramatma Rati, then you don't have any attraction for anything mundane. Eka nishta hoili pari moksha gati pai. And if you develop that kind of rati, then moksha comes automatically. You should understand this, Vidyadhara. And then Krishna, who knows Bhagavad Gita very well, he quoted another verse from Bhagavad Gita, yasvatma ratir eva shat atma triptas chamanavaha atmanyeva chasantustas tashyakaryam navidyate. Prabhupada translates this. For one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, who is satisfied in the self, only fully satiated, for him there's no duty. So he said, my dear Vidyadhara, I spend my days happily absorbed in Atmarati. I'm attached to the soul. Or Atma also means to the self. I'm attached to myself because he's the Paramatma. He's the Supreme Atma. He said, I don't need ehena ashrama dharma nahi prayojan. I don't need any of this ashram dharma stuff. I'm completely happy. Atmarati suke kala. Kori jay japana. I'm happy in my Atmarati. The Vidyadhara looked at him. And that Vidyadhara spoke to Krishna. Vidyadhara bole tava vakye hasi pai. E sabha vichara tumi pai la kotai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Ram. The Vidyadhara said, tumi pai la kotai? Where did you get all these ideas from? Your words make me laugh. Where did you get all these silly ideas? This Bhagavad Gita stuff doesn't belong in Vrindavan. And she told him then that Vidyadhara, who was actually Radharani, she said that in the beginning, if one takes shelter of family life, then gradually spiritual attraction develops. Dharma and paradharma, they come one by one. And then finally, you get pararas. And then the Vidyadhara quoted Bhagavad Gita, 5:7. Yoga yukto vishudatma vijitatma jitendriya sarvabhutatma bhutatma kurvanapi nalipyate. That one who works in devotion, is a pure soul, who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone and everyone's dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. When Krishna heard this Vidyadhara quoting Bhagavad Gita to him, before Bhagavad Gita had been spoken, this is in Braj, Krishna became astonished. And he couldn't say anything. Vidyadhara bole va koroho vivaha sambandera ayojana aniyadaraha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The Vidyadhara said, look, Baba, it's time for you to get married. We'll make some arrangements for this. Krishna boli ami paramatma rasi basi vivahadi karya kichu nahi bala basi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna doesn't want to get married. In Vrindavan, this Vidyadhara is coming and telling me, Krishna said, no, I don't want to get married. I'm a brahmachari. I like this paramatma ras. I always meditate on the supreme paramatma in the heart. And that Vidyadhara looked at him and said, Rohi bole ami hai siddha Vidyadhara bhutadi trikala veja amara antara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Roy Bali, Ami Hoy Siddha Vidyadhara. Radharani said, I am a Siddha Vidyadhara. Bhutadi Trikalavedya Amarantara. I know past, present, and future. Don't try to hide anything from me. I know your secrets. Parastripaile kena vivaha koriba. Adharme majile dharme kemana ashiba. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She said, Vidyadhara said, we know you're a big brahmachari. I know your secrets. I know why you don't want to get married. If you're already enjoying someone else's wife, why should you get married? And that Vidyadhara shook his finger at Krishna and said, you're acting in a very irreligious way. You should come to Dharma. Krishna was looking both ways. Krishna bole paradhara swapane na jane. Deva bole radha kina nahi jane ame. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna bole, Krishna said, paradhara swapane na jane. Even in my dreams, I don't see someone else's wife. Deva Boli, that Devata spoke up, Radhakina Nahi Janiyami. That Deva said, isn't that woman named Radha? And she said, you should know about this Radha. I understand you have fallen deeply in love with her, but this is bogus. And this Radha, she's not good for you. Tahara kapata prema pariyachi tumi ki koriya hita vakye udariba ami. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Ram. Radharani, dressed as that Vidyadhara demigod, told Krishna, I can understand that you've fallen in the trap of that Radharani. You have fallen for her false love, but it's kapata prem, it's not real love. In such a situation, how can I rescue you? Jadi bolota prema nahika kapata tabishuna ami kichu kore je prakata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Radharani, as a Vidyadhara, is looking at Krishna. And she could see Krishna's face. Krishna was looking very disturbed. How? This Vidyadhara knows all these things? And how this Vidyadhara is criticizing my Radha? And Krishna was very unhappy. Radharani could see. So Radharani said, I can understand you think she's genuine. But if you try to tell me that her love is real, it's not fake, then just listen to me. I'll give you evidence. I'll give you proof. I'll show you that Radharani's love is bogus. And she told him, previously, last year you might have been here for our katha in the evening, and we spoke something about how one day Radharani had to become a sannyasi brahman. This is referring to that pastime. She said that previously, you were supposed to meet with Radharani at the Bukul Kunj, but Radharani couldn't go there because of some household duties. And so then you arrived there ahead of time, and Radharani wasn't there. You were waiting and waiting. And so then you started decorating the Kunj with your own hands, and you were making nice garlands and decorations and so many things, and you were waiting and waiting. And Radharani wasn't coming. As we spoke last year, if you remember this Leela, Radhika was supposed to meet with Krishna, but just before she was leaving the house, suddenly her so-called husband, Abhimanyu, came with his best friend, Govardhan Mulak, to the house. And Jatila, seeing her son there, said, hey, Radha, you have to cook for Abhiram. So Radharani was feeling very distressed. What can I do? I can't go anywhere. So she had to cook for her so-called husband. And meanwhile, Krishna was waiting and waiting and waiting, and Radharani wasn't showing up. And finally, Krishna became disgusted. And he said, my problem is women. I'm too attached to women. And women are the source of all problems. If you become attached to women, you're going to suffer. So from now on, no more women. I'm a brahmachari. And Krishna left that place. This is a pastime that happened. And the Vidyadhara and Krishna will speak more about this pastime a little in this katha further. So the Vidyadhara said, you were waiting and waiting for Radharani there. You were suffering. And she didn't send anyone to give a message to you. She didn't come herself. What kind of love is that? What kind of love does this Radha have for you? You should marry my sister, Ananga Mohini. She's much better than this Radha. This Radha is very bad. I'll give you another example. One day, Radharani was sitting in the Kunj with her sakis, Lalita and Vishakha. And then you came there with a very simple request. You wanted, they were making garlands. And you asked them, could I please have some of your garlands to decorate my cows? And they became very rude and very angry with you, and they refused to give you garlands. What kind of love is that? How do you say this Radha really loves you? Not good love. I'll give you another example. When the demon Aristasura attacked Braj, Krishna, you were very brave. You went there by yourself. That demon was so powerful he could defeat all the demigods. But all by yourself, you killed that demon. And you saved all the Brajbasis, including Radharani and the gopis. But did Radharani appreciate you for doing that? No. What did she say at that time? Instead, she started criticizing you. And she told you, now you're a papi. Don't touch me. Get away from me. If you want to touch me, you have to become purified. You killed a cow. And at that time, Krishna, with great humility, you asked her, my dear Radhe, what can I do to purify myself? And what did Radha say to you? You have to go all over the universe and take bath and all the sacred tirthas everywhere. What kind of love is that? The Vidyadhara asked Krishna. You did such an amazing feat then. And you brought all the sacred rivers there to Shamakund. And how did Radharani behave at that time? The Vidyadhara said, Radharani became jealous. And she built her own kund because she was envious of you. And Krishna, you're impressed with her love? I'll give you another example, the Vidyadhara said. During the Ras Leela, you were so attentive to Srimati Radharani. You left all the other gopis. And you took Radharani away alone with you. And you took her to a secluded place. And there in that secluded place, you offered her very sweet words. And you gave her flowers and fruits. And how did Radharani respond to that? She told you, I feel tired. Please carry me on your shoulders. The Bhagavatam describes, Tato gatvavano desham dripta keshava ma bravit. Na pare ham chalitum na yai mam yat trite mana. As the two lovers passed through one part of the Vrindavan forest, that special gopi, Radha, began feeling proud of herself. She told Krishna, I can't walk any further. You can carry me wherever you want to go. And she demanded that Krishna carry her. That Vidyadhara, Radha, was looking at Krishna. Speaking in such a very, very tricky way to test Krishna's love. She was criticizing herself in front of Krishna. That Vidyadhara said, your problem, Krishna, is that you're too attached. You're captured and bound up by this false love of this Radha. And I can see the look on your face that you're not even listening to me. And then Krishna said, no, I'm hearing what you're saying. And actually, Krishna was becoming very confused. He said, I don't understand, my dear Vidyadhara. Your words, hearing your words, they bring me so much pleasure. But at the same time, what you're saying breaks my heart. I've never experienced this before. Krishna was looking at that Vidyadhara. Don't I know you from somewhere? No one in all the three worlds speaks to me like you are. Huh? Where did you come from? Huh? You're a great Mahajan. You've attracted me very much. Who are you? Where did you come from? And that Vidyadhara looked very wise and said, you don't know your own well-wisher. You don't recognize Radharani. And then Krishna said, oh, Vidyadhara, you be my well-wisher. But you don't know the glories of Radharani's love. And then Krishna began to defend Srimati Radharani. And he said, at the time of our abhisar, our meeting, some problems came for Radharani. She couldn't leave the house because Jatila was watching over her and she had to cook for her husband. So she couldn't come. And she sent a sakhi to meet me, but I'd already left by that time, so I wasn't there. I went home very angry that evening, and I decided I'm going to become a brahmachari, and I'm not going to eat any more cooked food. Because Krishna was being very sulky. And Krishna told that Vidyadhara, do you know what Radharani did when she got the news of my condition? Radharani, she also stopped eating cooked food. And then finally, Radharani, to pacify my sulkiness, she came dressed as a Brahmin sannyasi and begged for me, my loving sulkiness, my man. And when I saw that it was Radharani and I saw how thin, emaciated she'd become because she wasn't eating any cooked food for so long, then I became very heartbroken. At that time, then Radharani, she began to cook for me. Radharani will give up anything for my pleasure. She refused to eat food for my sake. And Krishna told that Vidyadhara, he said, you don't know. He said, Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasa Sarvakanta Shiromani. Srimati Radharani gives more pleasure to me than anyone. It's Srimati Radharani who's Govinda Mohini. She enchants me. She's the be-all and the end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all of Govinda's consorts. He said, you're criticizing Radharani for riding on my shoulders. But at that time, Radharani was acting as a Swadina Bhatrika, which means a heroine who dominates her lover. And that was giving me so much pleasure. You don't understand the glories of my Radha's love. You criticize her for the way that she told me to take baths in all the sacred rivers. But you don't understand her real purpose. Her real purpose was to manifest Shyamakund and Radhakund, to glorify our love for each other and to make manifest these most sacred places in all the three worlds. Suddenly, Kundalata and Dhanishta, Sakis, they're Tatasta Sakis, which means they're neutral. They're more or less on Krishna's side, not really on Radharani's side. They came in and they saw that Vidyadhara. And Dhanishta and Kundalata, they recognized who that Vidyadhara actually was. And they smiled to themselves and they said, my dear Vidyadhara, you want to get Krishna married. So you should just take off your garland and give it to Krishna. And then Krishna can wear it and he'll give you the garland back. And then you can give it to your sister, Ananga Mohini. And you'll have a Gandharva marriage in that way. So now Radharani's in big trouble. Because if she takes off that garland and puts it on Krishna, Krishna's going to immediately understand who it is as soon as that garland touches him. And At that time, Radharani started giving a very angry look at Kundalata and Dhanishta. And Krishna saw that glance of Radharani, and Krishna became very astonished. Why is this Vidyadhara looking so angry at Dhanishta and Kundalata? And Krishna told them, hey, don't behave like this. This is a demigod. This is a Vidyadhara. You're insulting a very wise person. And then Dhanishta said, but just see, Krishna, this Vidyadhara is sweating. This Vidyadhara looks like he's very hot. You should take off some of his clothes. And then that Vidyadhara really started sweating. So then Krishna said, Kundalata, you should fan this Vidyadhara, and I'll loosen his clothes. And then Krishna, he started loosening the clothes of that Vidyadhara, and Krishna got a very wonderful surprise. Who that Vidyadhara actually was. And so Radha and Krishna were united in this way. And then Srimati Radharani, she returned to Javat. And so in this way, Srimati Radharani, she performed this Prema Pariksha Leela. She came there dressed as a demigod to test Krishna's love. To test how much she really loves Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, of course, as we've heard, did very well with his test. Krishna describes about Srimati Radharani. Purnananda moya ami chinmaya purna tattva radhikara prema ama koraye unmata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Purnananda moya ami chinmaya purna tattva. He said, I'm purna tattva. I am the object of Paramatma Ras, Paramatma Dharma. I'm full in all spiritual truth. He says, but Radhikara Prema Ami Kore Unmata. The love of Srimati Radharani makes me mad. Najani Radhara Preme Ache Kato Bala. Je Bole Hamare Kore Sarva Davi Vala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna said a very amazing thing. Krishna is Sarvagya. He knows everything. He's Purna Bhagavan. He knows past, present, and future. He knows everything. But he said, Najani Radhara Prema. I can't understand the nature of Radharani's love. It always overwhelms me. Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Sishyanata. Sadamanana Nritye Nachaya Udbhata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Sishyanata. He said that Radharani is my guru in loving affairs. Ami Sishyanata. I'm her disciple and she makes me dance in different ways. Utama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kakola kahe premananda emana goranga ridoya dariya bola bhaj goranga ka goranga la gorangera namare je jana goranga bhaje se hoyamara pranare. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna, but he's controlled by Srimati Radharani's love. He's defeated by Srimati Radharani's love. Sometimes we ask a riddle. I've already given the riddle away, so I'll tell you the riddle and I'll give you the answers at the same time. Very good riddle. This riddle, in the form of three questions, contains the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. The first question is, who is the greatest devotee of Krishna? And the answer is Srimati Radharani. And then the question comes, what quality is it that makes her the best devotee? We often ask this question to devotees, and sometimes they say, book distribution. I never exactly heard that Radharani was distributing books, but she's also preaching. That's book distribution. Uh-huh. Some people, they say she's cooking or she's offering pan like this in Mayapur. But the answer that Krishna himself gives is that she relishes Krishna more than anyone else. This, my dear devotees, as Sachinanda Maharaj would say, this, my dear devotees, is also a service. To relish Krishna Katha, to relish Krishna Nam, to relish seeing the deities, to relish prasadam in a transcendental way, is also service. We should think of this thing as an activity for the pleasure of our Gurudev and for the pleasure of Krishna. Sevan mukhihi jivado, swayam eva sparatyada. And if we do this thing as a service, then Krishna becomes manifest. Otherwise, atashri Krishna namadi nabhavid graham indriyai. You can't perceive Krishna. You can't perceive his name. You can't understand him in the form of Krishna Katha or in the form of the deity. But when we begin these same activities in the mood of service, then they become manifest before us. So Radharani's greatest service that she does for Krishna is she relishes in a way that no one else can equal. And then the third question of our riddle is, what's the best proof of questions number one and number two? The best proof is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the best proof that Radharani is the greatest devotee and that her greatest service is relishing him. And so Krishna came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop here. I want to thank all of you very much for giving me some opportunity to purify myself and this association. And I beg apology from Sachinanda Maharaj and from all of you speaking in front of so many senior Vaishnavas. We have no qualification. But we want to do this as a service for the pleasure of the devotees and for the pleasure of our revered spiritual master. Shri Krishna Janmasi Maha Mahotsava Ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Juva Ki, Shri Da Prabhupada Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ki, Vancha Kopadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhu Bhya Eva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo.
Hare Krishna. I just hear from the deity department that the deities are not yet ready. They need like 10-15 more minutes before giving their darshans. I do not know if we should start kirtan and wait the deities to manifest, or if you want to take maybe question answer, maybe are not so much connected to the kata. I don't.
The black one.
Any suggestion?
I'm happy to, if there's any questions someone has.
Well, the rest, I also have just few announcements. Let's do that after. Maybe one question.
One question, sir? Sorry? We're throwing things around. It's not very nice. Someone has some question? Prabhuji?
We sometimes speak of Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai. Are there any pastimes known about Bhakti Devi? Who is she?
Well, Bhakti Devi, the phrase Bhakti Devi means the goddess of bhakti. And there's a number of different personalities who have that title. Subhadra has that title. And Lakshmi Devi sometimes has that title. Tulsi Devi has that title. And Srimati Radharani also has that title. But Srimati Radharani, she's the original Bhakti Devi. Sometimes it's described in Garga Sanhita that Srimati Radharani, she worships Tulsi Devi to get the mercy of Tulsi to come to Krishna. Not that she needs that, but she's doing that to teach us that we should worship Tulsi, to glorify Tulsi in the same way that Krishna sometimes tells the demigods to worship Tulsi's husband, Lord Shiva, because he wants to glorify Lord Shiva. So Bhakti Devi, in that sense, is a title. And any goddess who gives bhakti, including Janava Mata or Vasudha, the two wives of Lord Nityananda, they're also Bhakti Devi. They're Bhakti Pradata, and they're givers of bhakti. Okay.
Prabhuji?
As far as I understand it's proper, you have to ask your Guru Janas or the authorities in the temple. Different temples do different things, and sometimes they have rules about things you're not supposed to do. That's what it's like being in a temple. But different Vaishnavas that I've seen in Jagannath Puri and Tota Gopinath Temple and other places, they address Tulsi as Bhakti Devi. And siddhantically, I don't see any harm in it. But I don't want to disturb any rules or anything here in the temple. That's the way temples work. Okay? Prabhuji?
This is a question also not really connected to the previous questions. I was wondering, recently I catched up a short part of a lecture from Bhaktivinoda Puna Maharaj. He described the Ishvara Bhav or the Ishvara position in Dwarka when Krishna is there, and obviously in Vrindavan it's much more intimate. But in Mathura it seems to be not really defined, or really don't know. Can you enlighten a little bit what is the mood in Mathura?
In Mathura?
Yeah, in Mathura.
Well, I think we're still going to give a class the day after Prabhupada's Vyas Puja in the morning about Kamsa, Mass, and Gaura Hari. Is that right? Okay. So that day I want to give a very elaborate answer to that exact question. But I can say something now because maybe some of the Vaishnavas won't be here at that time. We can answer that question in a number of different ways. One answer would be that Krishna is Purna, complete in Dwarka, but he's Purnatara, more complete in Mathura, and he's Purnatama, most complete in Braj. And our acharyas have described that in a similar way, Krishna's associates and pastimes also correspond in these three different types, Purna, Purnatara, Purnatama. They're most complete leelas and the most complete associates. For example, Sridhama is a cowherd boy in Braj, but that same Sridhama becomes Garuda in the heavenly planets. And Madhu Mangal is a cowherd boy in Braj, but that same Madhu Mangal becomes Narad Muni in the heavenly planets. So in the heavenly planets, there's a partial manifestation of Madhu Mangal in the form of Narad Muni, and a partial manifestation of Sridhama in the form of Garuda. But they're complete in Braj. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he speaks about the differences between Braj and Mathura and Dwarka in a very interesting way, which we want to speak on very elaborately. It'll take probably an hour and a half or something. And in particular about Kamsa and how Kamsa, each one of these places represents something. Bhaktivinoda speaks about it in an allegorical way, which sometimes some people have protested. Some Vaishnavas have said, how can he speak about Braj in an allegorical way? Braj is not an allegory. Braj is a very real place. But that is a little not very generous from someone to behave like that. If we look a little closer at the Siddhanta that Thakur Bhaktivinoda speaks, it supports our main understanding of Braj and Mathura and Dwarka. So Bhaktivinoda says that in Braj it represents a Madhurja Moya Leela, or Krishna's sweet pastimes. And he says when those pastimes, when the conception of the Lord becomes mixed with some gyan, which is represented at first by Akura. Akura is a Gyanamishra Bhakta. He worships Krishna, but he also sees him as Bhagavan. And he's a little nervous in his association. There's some gyan mixed with that. When the Lord is worshipped in that way, then Braj becomes Mathura. The Lord leaves Braj and he manifests as Mathureshwar, the Lord of Mathura. And the ruler of Mathura is Kamsa. And Kamsa, Bhaktivinoda says, represents the head of mundane religion. How he represents the head of mundane religion and how he's such a big demon, but he's the son of Ugrasena, is a very good question. And that's something I would like to have an hour or so to describe to you from a very little-known pastime in the Padma Purana. Kamsa is not actually the son of Ugrasena. A very interesting story, which very nicely illustrates his position. Kangsa, as we said, represents the head of mundane religion. He looks like a Rajarshi, he looks like a saintly king. But in actuality, he's trying to give something mundane. And he sends out his chelas, his deputies, the first of which is Putana. And Putana represents the false guru. And he uses a false guru to take people away from real religion, real love, and kill that desire by telling them that you can just become a member of the church, a member of the organized religion. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you may know, has written an article about this called Putana. We wrote a very lengthy commentary on that article in a magazine we have called, which I think is in the gift shop, by the way, if anyone wants some copies of it. That magazine is called Putana, False Gurus, Institutions in the Holy Name. Very provocative title. And we didn't compromise, but we really looked at it in a very head-on way. So Mathura represents that love when it's mixed with some gyan, some understanding of the Lord's position, and it's mixed with some understanding of Dharma, the Dharma Shastras like Manu Sanghita and others. Then Krishna, or that conception of the Lord who's Purnatama, fully complete in terms of love, he leaves Braj and comes to that place which is Purnatura, Mathura. Is that okay? It's a little touching on it, something. It's a very big subject. Prabhuji?
How is it Krishna, what is that particular mechanism by which Krishna didn't recognize that to be Radharani, and she's coming as a devata, and he's the deva-deva, he's the source of all the devas, and then the other side, Brahma, the tower voice, and the cows are God, and, oh, it must be Brahma, and wouldn't have been my logical conclusion.
Well, I don't know. The author doesn't give an explanation for that. But two thoughts come to my mind, both of which I think are shastrically sound. One answer, everybody says, is that it's Yogamaya Prabhu. Yogamaya covers over Krishna even for these pastimes. When Krishna is in Dwarka, he's Sarvagya. He's aware of everything. But when he's in Braj, he becomes Mugda. He becomes bewildered. And he forgets that he's God. He forgets that he's Bhagavan. And he becomes bewildered by the love of Radharani. So one answer would be by Yoga Maya. But another answer, which might be more satisfying to Madan Mohan, is that Radharani, she's Govinda Mohini. Krishna's outclassed. He's become defeated. Srimati Radharani, we can't compare her to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has a little mystic shakti, but nothing compared to Srimati Radharani, because Krishna, he's Sarva Shaktiman. He's the possessor of all Shakti. But Srimati Radharani, she is that Sarva Shakti. And she's Govinda Mohini. She can bewilder Govinda even. So even if you say it's Yoga Maya, Prabhu, then that Yoga Maya Shakti is also coming from Srimati Radharani. She's a personification of all Krishna's potencies. Is that okay? Good question. Madhaji? Yes. Maybe I can reword your question a little bit. Sometimes devotees, they become confused because on one hand, it seems like Srila Prabhupada said you shouldn't be hearing these things and those rascal sahajas and this is not our place to speak about Radha Krishna, etc., like that. And then on the other hand, sometimes we hear statements like Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, the devotees who want to know more about this subject, they should read Krishna Bhavanamrita, which is a very elevated book. I read that book a number of times by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So how do we reconcile these two things? At the outset, I'd like to say this. If someone has a doubt, it means probably they shouldn't read those things. It means Krishna is telling them something in their heart. If someone has a doubt like that, it means that Krishna is telling them, don't read that. That's fine. Don't read it. But there's another point we have, and that is that Srila Prabhupada, he translated Krishna book for the devotees. And he told the devotees that you also distribute this book on the streets. And the devotees in the late 60s and 70s, they were going to rock and roll concerts with Krishna books. And people are smoking marijuana and doing sex and all kinds of things. And they're going and giving in the books. Prabhupada wanted us to distribute those books. And not only did Prabhupada want us to give them the book and take money for the book, but Prabhupada was hoping that the people would read the book. And I would suggest that they're not as qualified as any of the devotees here in this room. I certainly hope not. Prabhupada wanted the Krishna book distributed. Prabhupada wanted the Krishna book read. And the Krishna book speaks about Radharani. The Krishna book speaks about the Rasalila. And so much discussion is given there. But it's given in a safe way. And therefore, as we described in the beginning, it's not that we're completely against speaking about Radha Krishna Leela, but we should become a little more sophisticated. There's a difference between speaking about some erotic pastimes, conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna when they're alone together, and speaking something about the mood of separation, or speaking in this case something philosophical about this Prem Pariksha Leela, where Radharani is testing Krishna. It's not this kind of erotic leela that our acharyas don't want us to hear. Rather, we should hear this leela. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, he tells Maharaj Parikshit, Vikriditam vajavadubiridam cha vishno shadanvito nishunayat atavana yadyaha bhaktim padam bhagavati patilabhya kamam hridrogamasya pahinocha chirena diraha. He said, if you hear these pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, then your hridroga, that disease of lust, will go away. We should hear it, but we should hear it in a proper way. That's also important. Because we know of devotees now that some literatures are becoming more available. I've heard of devotees giving classes on Govinda Lilamrita and giving classes on Vidagdha Madhav. Lalita Madhav is another thing. Lalita Madhav is also an elevated book, but Lalita Madhav is all about separation. We often speak about Lalita Madhav, but I've never spoke about Vidagdha Madhav. Well, a few little pastimes, but not the general book. And what to speak of Govinda Lilamrita, or what to speak of Gita Govinda, now many devotees are speaking on those things. It's said that once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he came to Thakur Bhaktivinoda, and he said, told his father that he wanted to print Govinda Lilamrita. And his father told him, the people aren't qualified for it. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, well, I very much want to print this. It'd be good. And he said, okay, you can print it. But you only print two copies, one for you and one for me. Like that. So I would suggest that the main point is that we need to act under the guidance of Guru. And not just in speaking about Radha Krishna Leela, but maybe if someone decides they want to give classes about Mana Sanhita. Is that really something that we need to hear? Maybe it is, some parts of it. But is the stress proper? We need to hear from our Gurudev and follow in their instructions. And it's not just in regards to Radha Krishna Leela, but it's also in regards to Vanashram and many different things. We have to understand, if someone's going to speak, they should understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada, the mood of their guru, and presenting these Siddhantas. It's a very important point. And we should be ready to be corrected by the Vaishnavas. Anything else this there?
Maybe shortly, because following the mood of Srila Prabhupada, if we see all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we see that there are so many different moods. Mm-hmm. Some moods which are very much on institution, we see some who are very speaking about Gopi Bhav, we see so many different moods. So how can we say this devotee follow the mood of his spiritual master or not? Or?
This reminds me of when I used to distribute books at the airport in Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington is a very interesting place. Seattle, Washington gets the most rain in the whole United States. It has the most rain, they drink the most coffee, they read the most books, and they commit suicide the most. And they're more philosophical than a lot of places. There are a lot of liberal intellectuals, and so when we are in the airport distributing books, many times people would challenge us. They say, I don't like institutions. And I would tell them, I don't either. Mm-hmm. And I would tell them, that's why I appreciate this movement. Because Srila Prabhupada, he wanted, if you read Prabhupada's letters and Prabhupada's instructions, Prabhupada wanted the temples to be autonomous. And each temple can be have different moods. And we see that in our society. There's a particular mood here in Goloka Dham, very, very sweet. There's another different kind of mood, maybe in New York or in Chopati. Different temples have different moods. And that should be there. It's not that we're all robots. It's not that when we join ISKCON, we get Kaivalya Mukti, and then I am the institution, and I'm no longer an individual. We're all individuals. And even here in Germany, we know there are different temples, and there's little different moods. That should be encouraged. Srila Prabhupada did some outrageous things. He encouraged Jamuna to open a temple just for ladies. And he encouraged, I don't remember the devotee's name, maybe someone knows, one of your godbrothers to open a temple for black-bodied persons on the East Coast in America. And he said, we can have so many different temples. We can also have temples maybe for persons who are homosexual or lesbian or something. And people have different moods. They don't feel comfortable, everyone together. This is a natural thing. There are, Prabhupada spoke about how there would be Chinese Vaishnavas and American Vaishnavas and German Vaishnavas. There's different moods. And rather than trying to deny those moods or say that those moods are Maya, we can celebrate them. And it doesn't mean that we have to be so afraid that we're going to change things. We don't want to change things. But at the same time, there's a necessity. I was going to say there's room for, but there's more than just room. There's a necessity for personality. Krishna doesn't want robots in the spiritual world. Krishna wants people, individuals with hearts. And everyone's a little different. We can't change the Siddhanta. But the mood and what we like to hear, some devotees may want to hear certain sections of the Bhagavatam and emphasize certain pastimes and certain aspects of the philosophy, and other devotees will want to hear other aspects. And my humble feeling is that shouldn't be stopped. And in those places, there are some places where people do want to stop that. I personally don't feel very comfortable. And I've noted a lot of other people don't either. So we can have both. We can have places where for very conservative people want to hear a certain thing, and then other people for another thing. That's wanted, that's needed. Therefore, Prabhupada made an international society. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Anything else to say?
I just hear that the deities are ready to give to give darshan.
So maybe someone should start kirtan, huh?
Yeah. I just have a very short announcement, because we will now have the darshan. We will have a small kirtan, maybe 10-15 minutes. And then Sachinandana Swami will bring a big surprise to all of us. And after the surprise, we will go together with the deities to the garden. And there we will have the swing lila of Radha Madan Mohan. And this will be actually very short, will be actually only 1 hour. So all of you would like to swing the deities, please don't miss the opportunity, because we have somehow to keep the schedule on, because later we have the drama, and the drama should be on time so that then the Abhishek and everything follow on time. So if you like to do this, to swing Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, please be follow with us or be there in the garden between 4 and 5 so that you can get the chance to swing them. And also, sometimes devotees just get lost into the loving attitude of swinging the deities, so we should not stay too long swinging them, because many devotees want also to swing them. Another announcement, Madhava Nanda Prabhu brought exceptional nectar books with him. There is the last book, which is like the biography of His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj, When Good Fortune Arises. Very, very great book. There is My Revered Spiritual Master, which is all about Srila Prabhupada, mostly from the vision of Guru Govinda Swami, and another book on Vaishnava relationship. So the wife of Madhavananda, Krishna Kun Mataji, maybe you like just to stand up shortly so that everyone see who you are. Thank you. She will have a little book table outside, or maybe just here in the hall. Yeah. Yeah, in front of the shop, and there you can purchase those wonderful books. And another last announcement for all of you who would like to cook for Shishi Radhamadan Mohan or for Srila Prabhupada tomorrow morning, you can go to the kitchen. Those who are not yet initiated can do some raw preparations or something like this, or you can prepare cookies or cakes and the Brahmana just put it in the oven for you. And it's very nice if some of you like to cook to engage that ability in the service. So that's all for now. So we can start the kirtan and we will have the darshan of the deity in their new outfit. Hare Krishna.
I cannot. Yeah. Okay.
I should sing now.
You feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Jaya Radha, Radha,
Radha,
Jaya Shishi Radha Manamohan Ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Nitai Go Premanandi
So, Hare Krishna, I request you to please sit down for a little while, and we can sit facing the altar. Maybe we should have a few seats available for you. This is a special surprise, so we will just prepare a few things for this.
Wie haben wir das gemacht? Ich weiß, dass
ich...
Ja? Oh.
Ja, gut. Jetzt kriegen wir das, was wir haben. Und Versprechungen. Und ich habe auch vorgestellt, dass solche Banken damit die Banken, die haben den Ansatz gesetzt. Es muss gesagt werden von Anfang an, wie viel erwartet gebraucht wird. Und dass wir das für den Schulen bekommen. Das war auch eine sehr spontane Sache, aber alle Leute haben sich gegenseitig angeregt. Die Tatsache, dass du auch was spendiert hattest, hat auch sehr geholfen. Ich weiß jetzt nicht, was du jetzt vorhast, ob du da was hast. Ich hätte auch was, was ich auch dazu um das.
Okay. So, Hare Krishna. I have been requested by Mother Dina Sharana and Bhagavad Dharma to brief you a little bit about our projects. And I would like to just present to you a very, very great chance for all of us to do something for Radha Madan Mohan and for Lord Nrisimhadev on our Singhachalam farm. I would like to first of all, I will ask you to help these two projects, but I would like to give you a little background of what I'm going to present to you today. It was about, I believe, 2 years ago, when in our Gora Bhavan in Berlin, someone from the a professor from the Frankfurt University phoned. I had given some presentations of Krishna consciousness in the Irenic department, in the department for interreligious studies, and he knew me as a practicing Krishna conscious devotee, and therefore he came to me with a question. Now, I was just on my way, I don't know, to Russia or to America, I don't remember any longer, and I had little time. The question was like this: what happened with you Hare Krishnas? I saw you always at the on the streets of Frankfurt and Munich and in different places, but now I don't see you so often. Every day we would meet you when you would do Sankirtan on the street. I have to give tomorrow a presentation in the university about you, so please, please inform me. And I said, no, there's something you must know, something surprising happened with the Hare Krishna movement. In the beginning of our preaching here in Germany, we were mostly brahmacharis and brahmacharinis who lived in the few temples which we have, and we would go out each day on missionary activities. Now the situation has changed. It's not longer so that only monks and nuns who live in temples are members of the Hare Krishna movement. The movement has spread out into what we call the congregation. That is, people who live outside of temple projects and who live a fully Krishna conscious life there. Most of them are married, and they live there and they practice there. And the professor said something very intelligent. He said, oh, that also happened in Christianity. You're not the only ones. In the beginning, everyone was a missionary who performed only for spreading Krishna consciousness, but then Christianity spread into mainstream society, and devotees were living there. So I remember this encounter very, very much. And this had a certain development, a certain change in our temple situations was the result. See, previously, our main two projects in Germany, that is Singhachalam down in the Bavarian forest, and Goloka Dham, which was founded a little later, was totally maintained by the devotees who would live in the projects and who would go out mostly on Sankirtan. They would distribute books and ask for donations and bring this Lakshmi home to the temples where it was engaged in the service of the deities and so on. But then when the devotees went outside the movement, outside the temples, into mainstream society, all of a sudden we had these wonderful projects which we use, the congregation uses now. Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. We had the wonderful farm projects where we would go, where all the devotees from the congregation would go and celebrate their festival days, their spiritual days. But on the projects themselves, there were no longer devotees. And this became and is still a little bit critical, because and the areas where this is felt most is directly on the altar, where we always need priests who take care and attend to the deities, not during festivals but outside of festivals. And then it becomes a little bit difficult, the situation that everyone lives in the congregation and outside, because the properties which were purchased for Krishna have still a little mortgage to pay on, also that sins und so weiter is still on them. And now it is very important that we understand, most of us live in the congregation, that we don't live in the temple. Even I live outside of the temple in a small other ashram which I made. But it's very important that we understand, as a movement which grows up and becomes more mature, hopefully, that it is our that we all have to work together to somehow maintain the temple, that we maintain what is going on the altar in Singhachalam and Goloka Dham, and that we also take care that the land is sure, and the land is given to the deities, really. That means that the land is taken out of the hands of the bank, but it is taken to the deities. So I don't know if I'm very clear to you. The projects have changed in their structure, or the movement has changed in the structure. It was once a temple-based movement, means everyone stayed in the temple and collected for the temples and gave manpower, but now it's in the congregation. The movement lives more and more in the congregation. And we as a congregation, or the congregation, absolutely need these temples for their spiritual life, and therefore it is very important for us to see how we can do service to the temples. There are two ways. One is, if we are brahmanas, we can come occasionally, maybe for a month, and serve on the altar as priests. That would take care of the situation on the altar. The second, at this moment, more critical situation is that we try to maintain the temples financially. Let me be very concrete now. Here in Goloka Dham, we started a few years a wonderful action called Give Back the Land to Radha Madan Mohan. That action took care of a huge amount. I think it was 170,000 euros which were collected with that effort and given back, and in this way we could give the land away, we could take it away from the banks who owned this and give it to Radha Madan Mohan. Now only a tiny little insignificant amount of 30,000 euros remains, this land on which you are, the worth of the land for 30,000 euros is in the it belongs to the bank, technically speaking. And today on Krishna Jamashtami, I would love all of you. The easiest would be if one of you gives immediately 30,000 euros take care that the land goes to the deities, because it is not sure in this modern times when the bank owns something of your land, what will happen with you. That's the one project. And the second is also the our first project, Singhachalam. We also request, if possible, your kind help, but to not complicate matters and make them too complicated. I will here speak mostly about this giving back the land to Radha Madan Mohan. We have a prospectus. No, that's not the prospectus. There's another one which you showed me. Combined. That is on our table, most probably. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We have two. Thank you. We have a prospectus for you. Because we will introduce now two programs for you, how you can help Goloka Dham. I will start with the first project. It is called the Circle of Friends, Freundeskreis in Deutsch. It is a project where you can be connected with our project by offering on a monthly basis, a donation for Radha Madan Mohan's service and for the land project. This circle of friends, if you become a member, is a very nice. You offer your charity to the deities, and the temple project sends you on a monthly basis information about the temple, a present, and the much, much, much valued Mahaprasadam of Radha Madan Mohan. I heard just recently that there was a gang of highly professional gangsters who broke into a house of a devotee just to steal Mahaprasad. it's really very precious and very valuable. You wouldn't like to miss this opportunity. Well, this was not professional gangsters. These were devotees, you know. I have to be honest. and the second project, which I would love to announce to you today and present to you today, is that you offer a donation for giving back the land to Radha Madan Mohan, which then will become will be used for this end. This is a little bit, this is the surprise. When I came to Berlin from the Woodstock Festival, I got a list of there are always a list of things, services to do, and I also found in the list the schedule for Goloka Dham's Jamashtami Festival, and I saw there I was scheduled as a surprise, and I myself didn't know what the surprise was, but because I have so much service, I said, when I come to Goloka Dham, I find out what is the surprise, which I present. And I'm very, very grateful to both Dina Sharana, Mother Dina Sharana, and our Bhagavad Dharma, that they give me the opportunity to bring this point to you. See, to give charity to Krishna is something which is really necessary in our lives. All we live on the charity of Krishna. He has given us the air to breathe, the water to drink, the vegetables to eat, the devotees, and in this life contact with Srila Prabhupada and the processes of devotional service, first and foremost, the chanting of the Mahamantra and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Where would we be if Krishna would not take care of us with this divine gifts, with this charity? And I think on his appearance day, we who live all the time on the charity of Krishna, we should give a little insignificant little Lakshmi, whatever is, if it's possible for us, and if we don't have to beg afterwards on the streets, you know, we should give generously to Krishna as much as is within our means. If you are poor, you can give 10 euros. If you are rich, you can give 1 million euros. It is not dependent on the size of the charity which you give, but it is dependent on the goodwill to support. And I really can tell you, the devotees who maintain these projects day after day, in summer and in winter, are just doing such a wonderful service, you can't believe. They are really surrendering to do this, and I think it should be our pride and our honor to give charity. Sometimes I feel in my heart this question, oh no, I asked the devotees again for Lakshmi, is this good? They are poor usually. There's only 3 millionaires amongst them in this group at the moment. I'm joking, maybe not even one. Is this good? Should I do this? But then a voice comes into my heart which says, this is an honor to give charity, to give donation. It's a possibility for each one of us to give a gift to Radha Madan Mohan. And so I have here my esteemed God sister, Dina Sharna Mataji, who selflessly serves us in her function as the GBC for Germany, I can remember Switzerland, Austria, and Großfürstentum Liechtenstein. I don't know how to say that in English. And festival, I believe it was, help me, Nishinga Chaturdasi. Both of us teamed up and we became beggars for Lord Jagannath to collect the card. Today we team up again. This time we are asking you very humbly, but at the same time with great confidence, that it is a wonderful service opportunity for you to donate generously to the project of Give the Land Back to Krishna. You can do it in two ways. Again, one is, and I will soon start my collecting campaign, fasten your seat belts, to give a donation now, immediately, for the cause. We hope to raise this amount, 30,000 euros, if not, whatever Krishna arranges. And the second is, you could, if you are now not able to have Lakshmi, you know, if all your Lakshmi is in gold in one Zurich bank and it has to be made liquid, then you could take one of these prospectuses and become a member of the circle of friends, the Freundeskreis. For this program, we have an information desk outside. One information, Siamnam, you are ready, is we have a basket of jewels here. Is it a jewels or what is it? Everything. Yeah, here, Maha from Radha Madan Mohan, everything is here. Harinam, Chadas, what is this? Outfits. And I will ask, maybe because you have put it together, to give the devotees who would like to donate something to give something. So I request you now to raise your hand in loving ecstasy and shout out the... Not shout. No, we are civilized. to tell us how much you can donate for Radha Madan Mohan. Who would love to start? Monthly is for the if you would like to. If you want to give regularly, that is every day. Every month, then you could join the circle of friends and be connected with the circle of friends in this way. Yes? I can give you also, yeah. So you prefer this, huh? Let us lovingly appreciate... what is your good name? Sadbuja? Subhash. From Bangladesh? Subhash Prabhu will become a member of our circle of friends. Thank you very much, Subhash. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm gonna. Yeah, 100 euro for Radha Madan Mohan's land from Vaidyanath. Vaidyanath, can you come and pick up?
Wonderful. Because he is my older brother, I will now try to do something more than him. I will give double as much as Vaidyanath. I have it upstairs. Okay. Yes.
So, 200 euros.
As brothers, we always have a little competition. So, what is this, Yamuna? Oh, really? Thank you. Thank you so much. I must be very... My Lakshmi is in Bhagavad Dhamma's house, so it's not here. Okay. Yes, this is... Anyone else has something? Yes? Thank you so much, but please do it joyously. Maybe someone can write down who are the people with the... he's coming. Oh, yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Let's give him
Wie ist denn dein werter Name nochmal? Jan. Jan, yes. Jan, danke. Danke, Jan.
So, my dear Prabhus, just like Sachinanda Swami said, you know, when we come up for something like this, you have like Gewissensbisse, consciousness, you wonder. You're here for a wonderful spiritual festival, and then again, you have to come down with reality of life. And we know that this is the hardest part to get to separate oneself from. But I remember some 8 years ago, when I first started my service, the German Yatra had debt that was over 2 million euros. And I had no idea how to take care of it. Today, we only have 500,000 euro left. So we finished 1.5 million, and you wonder how. The first donation I got was a Mataji, whose name I'm gonna, you all know her, but I'm not gonna because I don't wanna embarrass her. And she said, you know, Dina Sharana, I'm so much appreciating what you're trying to do. It's like the bird who is trying to swallow the ocean in order to re-thrive his eggs. So I would like to contribute, but I have no money. So what I'm going to give you is €2.50 every 2 months. And I went, wow, my campaign was successful. I found one person who doesn't have any money and who is prepared to come up with €2.50 every 2 months. And from this, I asked the next person, and I said, look, this Mataji has no money, €2.50, that's all she can give. And then, of course, the next person said, well, if she can give €2.50, then I can give €10. This person who gave the first €10 is also, I don't know exactly in this room, but is also here. I met the person. So let's give him a big applause. Thank you very much. So, and from these two persons, one, €2.50 every 2 months, and €10 one-time donation, we build up such a fundraising that today we finish with 1.5 million euros. Then, in Nisringa Chaturdasi, the devotees came up to me and they said, this year we're not going to have Ratha Yatra. I said, why? What's the problem? The cart is broken, it's not working out, we can't go on the street. This is not possible. Can you imagine Germany without Ratha Yatra? We have 6 or 7 Ratha Yatra this year. We're going to have 8 even. So can you imagine? So I said, so what are we going to do? And they all said, well, we don't know what to do. And I said, well, if you don't know what to do, I also don't know what to do. And then I said, but if you know what to do about it, then I will also come up and help you and try to find the money. What to do? Then they woke up and they said, okay, this is the plan. Sachinanda Swami and myself, we're going to try to do it. When? Tomorrow. And to myself, I thought, my God, tomorrow? Who knows what tomorrow is going to be? So I decided to go in the temple room. Maharaj was in the temple room leading the kirtan. And while the devotees were responding to his chanting, I said, Maharaj, do you have a minute to talk to me? I said, yes, what is it? He said, well, Maharaj, we would like to do a fundraising for Jagannath. Otherwise, there will be no Ratha Yatra this year. Can you help us? Yes, of course. We are going to do this tomorrow. And Maharaj said, tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. And then I said, Maharaj, when are we going to do it? And he said, now. I said, yes, Maharaj, now. And he stopped the kirtan, and here we went. 20 minutes, we had all the nakshi we needed. So this year we had Ratha Yatra in Heidelberg, we had Ratha Yatra in Köln, Munich, Berlin Ratha Yatra we had, and Hamburg is coming up, Passau is coming up, what do I miss? Leipzig is coming up. Everything is possible because the devotees followed Sachinanda Swami's... Okay. It took all the devotees to make it possible. So now we are saying, Bhagavad Dharma called me and he said, we cannot pay the bank dues every month anymore. We are not able to. So we're very lucky that the bank gave us a break for a few months because they understand that we're struggling. We've been paying very regularly, so they trust us. And they give us a small break. But if we don't finish up these 30,000, then the whole thing was flashed back. And as Maharaj said, as long as the last penny has not been paid for, it doesn't belong to Radha Madan Mohan yet. So all together as a group, let's try to see what kind of service we can do for Radha Madan Mohan. And we know, as Maharaj said, we are using their services daily. We live from it. And now it is the opportunity for us to, even if it pinches a little bit, it's good for us to come out of our comfort zone, let it pinch a little bit for Krishna. So here I am asking again. First of all, we are thanking all those who already came forward. Now I'm going to do something. I told Maharaj before that because I'm not a Swami, I'm not a guru, people don't give me so many donations. So I'm going to try to come up to half of what he is coming forward with. So far you came up with 200 euro. So I say I'm going to put 100 euro in.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Wonderful, Dina Sharana. But we hope you can continue your service now. All right, anyone else, please? Madhava, you are poor. Yes? Oh, yeah, 100 euros from Radhika and the other 50 from yourself, altogether 150 euros. I thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. What will we give Madhava and your gifts are coming?
No.
Yes, he's in the room and he brings it. Yes. Gadada's hand is up, yes?
My wife and she is 500, but we don't have material, we don't have to
exchange.
Wow. Yeah, but
Chinese money.
The Chinese also no.
The Chinese money.
No, the Queen Elizabeth. Don't make it. Yeah. Hast du schon Gadadha und Kalakanda gegeben? Ja. Wonderful, wonderful.
So, anybody?
Thank you so much.
Ooh, another 200. Present is coming up.
Siam Nam, he is another devotee who gave.
Thank you very much. Another 50.